Do you ever suffer from depression?
Sure.
Fleetingly.
Sure. Just fleeting?
Yeah, I usually then have to go outdoors and look at trees or the sea or river or go on a bike ride. I use nature to cure depression.
Yeah, I don't...
I used to use drugs.
I've tried them. You mean recreational drugs?
Whatever.
I hear what you're saying. The weird thing about antidepressants is that, you know, like Prozac used to be sold on the idea that it will change your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, but it doesn't remove the old one.
You know what I mean?
It's sort of like you've got this new one, but the old one's still locked in there. You've got this new one walking around going, I feel great, but the other guy's going, let me out. This pill-popping freak is taking me hostage. I don't believe in depression. I think that if someone says to you, you might be clinically depressed, you should say, really? Well, thank you. That means I'm awake. Is there any indication we shouldn't be depressed? Are we living on the same planet, me and you? You ever think that depression might be the reasonable response to the stuff we're going through as a species, meant to propel us into the next evolutionary step? Maybe it's the people that are happy all the time that are really sick in the head.
Being happy is stupid in the giving in the age
stupid.
That we're living
I didn't
in.
Stupid. I didn't
ignorant?
Say stupid. Not even ignorant. I said sickness. It's a sickness. Maybe it's those people like, hey, how's it going? I don't know. I feel great again. Well, that's creepy and weird. Maybe you need medication. Clearly you're self-centered, narcissistic. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you're draining me with your happy. Could you move along? I'm doing the big work here.
I'm the heavy lifting guy.
Big mental heavy lifting. But I think that...
What will the drug companies do if your world... I mean, you know, if you don't...
They make it, here's what they do, Mark. They make up syndromes. They're already doing it because the depression pills, they're not like Zoloft used to treat depression.
I know.
Right, so now it's trickling off, apparently, because they're now advertising Zoloft also treats social anxiety disorder. You mean shyness?
Oh, I saw that. I saw
you know
that.
I mean, they're just making
that's
up
right, syndromes. Yeah, a guy sitting in all in the corner.
Yeah, but what is that? That's not a sickness. And it's sort of like if you look at the breakdown of any psychological condition... There's so many of them. They're so broad. You're going to have at least two of them.
That's
you ever
just
read the
phase.
Symptoms?
That's
you ever read it? It's sort of like, are you uncomfortable with sushi? Yeah, I am a little bit. Do you sing in your car? I do. Maybe I need pills.
Do you watch porn in your car?
No, you can't watch porn in your car anymore. But all I'm saying is it's not easy for anybody. I don't think you need medicine. The only difference between disappointment and depression is your level of commitment.
I think that depression, yeah, there clearly are clinically or chemically depressed people out there. But
I know, yeah.
In general, I'd say that Americans do take far too many pills and rely far too much on medicine.
And they eat too much.
I don't like pills anyway. Pills just, if you get a headache, take this. If you get this, take this. I worked in a school once in a junior high school where all of the kids in special ed had to be medicated every day. It was like, and you had to be certified. They would not let these kids into class. These are junior high school kids, unless it could be certified that they had taken their Ritalin. And then they were surprised, shocked, and disappointed when one of the kids ended up selling bags of reefer.
But people here are brainwashed. When you come here from another country and you start, or you travel through America and you're in transit in an airport and you get those TV screens, you know, that they're blasting through ads on cable. You would think that this country, every single person had some kind of, you know, reflux, heartburn, depression, erectile dysfunction. It's just amazing.
Sue,
you can't believe there's any single sort of functioning person who's not popping pills or injecting themselves with something 24/7.
Just because we live in a country with a lot of people in it, you know, and it's not this small little quaint country like your Britain, you know, there's probably a lot more people that have those problems.
Yeah, but proportionally, there should be roughly the same number, shouldn't
there? You're telling
me
there's no advertisements in England about acid reflux medicine?
Not to the same degree.
There's not as many huge
drug companies pushing their products on people who are made to feel kind of frightened and ill and insecure and useless without them. It's all advertising brainwash.
It's the whole basis of capitalism is to keep people needy.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them feeling a little insecure, a little sick, a little screwed up, so they need...
Keep them buying something.
Buying something is evil. Whether
that's
it's
it. They should actually change
pills,
the...
it's buying.
They should change the slogan of America from, America, land of the free, home of the brave, to America,
buy all you can eat. Yeah, right.
Isn't that already?
Strictly enforced.
Anyway, back to Iraq.